Jazz get a nice win against the New Orleans Pelicans, but you wouldn't know it by that strange interview with Shaq and Donovan Mitchell, and also a really weird halftime show. Normally we talk about the other team, but the Jazz are just much, much better than the New Orleans Pelicans. Zion Williamson got his points, and they'll put his highlights on Bleacher Report, and they're all like, you know, pretend like we don't, realize that other teams in the NBA exist, like the Utah Jazz. But Donovan Mitchell was an absolute electric star tonight, and the Utah Jazz are one of the elite, elite teams in the league. Donovan Mitchell was able to score at will against this team tonight. I believe he ended with 37 points. I don't have the stats up tonight, guys. I'm not worried about it. Donovan Mitchell was fantastic. Bojan Bogdanovic looks like he's back. Rudy Gobert was... I actually felt like Rudy Gobert didn't have his best game and that it was still good enough to just get defensive stops against the Pelicans. It's a tough matchup against the Pelicans because you've got Rudy with Bojan on the floor, and he's kind of guarding both Steven Adams and Zion Williamson. So it's just a tough ask, and he still had like dominating parts of the game, especially in that third quarter where Rudy kind of like jump-started that big lead that really just kind of ended the game for the Jazz and the Pelicans. But yeah, Utah looked like just a better team. And I know that the Pelicans had a 40-point first quarter. And at any point, did anyone else have any sort of worries that the Jazz wouldn't come back and win this game? They're just an elite, elite team. Number 2-3 record in the NBA right now. And guess what? Anyone who says the Clippers are better, well, the Utah Jazz beat the Clippers already. And they dominated them in the preseason. So unless the Clippers beat the Jazz at some point, you're probably going to have to take the Jazz as the better team. Just that's how it goes. But Donovan Mitchell does a lot of things really well. Tonight, like 37 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. Pretty good for a guy that all he does is score, right? All the rebounds, the assists. I mean, according to Shaq and Chuck, all he does is score. Which I guess, you know, at some point it does matter. And that's kind of interesting coming from Shaq, who played with Kobe. And I know Kobe was a good defender. But the weird things that come out of this show are wild. It's just nuts. The first thing that's frustrating about, and here let's just talk about the interview, because that's what everyone's here to talk about. That's what everyone's asking about in chat. I like the TNT crew. I think they do a good job because it's entertainment. It's entertaining. If you're watching that show and you're not a fan of any of the teams playing, it's pretty fun because you enjoy the personalities. I personally, he's just fun. He can talk about anything, and it's interesting and fun for me to listen to. You know, it just is. The one who's not quite on that level is Shaq. Like, Shaq just, what does Shaq bring? I mean, he brings his personality, but it's not particularly engaging or great. And so you would hope that he brings, you know, stats to the table or some kind of insight. But when he's just kind of making fun of Rudy Gobert's contract, and that's like what he does every single time, it's like, you know, they have that joke they do with like the San Antonio women, which is kind of funny, you know. But when you start like joking about players and you're just expecting it to be this running gag, and so obviously Chuck and Kenny just don't agree with Shaq on this one, it's lame. You know, and he doesn't let it go. And Chuck said some things tonight that were absolutely accurate. What he says is to Shaq, and it's absolutely true, Shaq couldn't guard in the NBA in this modern league. Shaq couldn't. He was too fat. He couldn't go out to the perimeter, and he couldn't get back to the rim. And guess what? Rudy does it every single night. When Rudy's asked to guard someone like Porzingis or someone like that who can stretch the floor, Aaron Baines or someone like that, he stretches out to the three-point line and then moves back. And he does it not just on centers. He'll guard anybody. You'll see him. I mean, the Jazz have literally had Rudy Gobert guard Russell Westbrook at times because Rudy can go out to the three-point line, defend the three, and get back and block the shot. So he's an elite-level defender. But Shaq wouldn't know that because the only time Shaq has seen Rudy Gobert this season was tonight. Ugh. We're having a little tough time with the stream, guys, but I wanted to go live, and my internet was going good enough, and I thought I'd just do it tonight. Plus, it's late, and I want to get this out. But anyways, Shaq cannot do and could not do what Rudy Gobert does. Rudy Gobert does it on a nightly basis. Guards on the perimeter, goes to the hoop. And this is a three-point and dunk league. So if you're a center in the NBA, in this modern NBA, you have to be able to do two things. You either have to be able to stretch the floor on offense or be a rolling big man. Those are the two things you need to be on offense. And if you're one of those things, you're fine. Because both things provide space and both things provide efficient scoring. and you need to be able to hit free throws. And Rudy has shown that he can do that. He struggled this year, but he's shown that he can do that. The other thing you need to be is on defense. On defense, you have to be able to guard all over the floor. You have to guard the perimeter and move back to the rim. And Rudy does. He absolutely does. He can guard the three-point shot, and then he can roll with the player to the rim. It's why when the Nuggets play the Jazz, Jokic is relegated to a three-point shooter. And the reason he's done so well is because he's hit that three-point shot. But Jokic does not take advantage of Rudy going to the rim. If, like, Rudy closes out on Jokic, he's able to stick with him even if he drives to the hoop. So that's what makes Jokic special, is that ability of him to hit that three-point shot. And that's something Rudy could be a little bit better. I actually feel like his closeouts could be a little stronger. But Rudy does it on a routine basis. Guess who could not do that? Fat Shaq. Fat Shaq could not do those things that Rudy Gobert does. He just could not. And people like Chuck and people like Kenny know these things. And that's why they try to tell him, like, during the interviews, like, Shaq would be knocking your ball in the crowd, hitting the kids in their faces or whatever he said. And that was funny. But Chuck was the one who told Shaq that. And that's why I like Chuck, because Chuck's honest. It's all the time. These guys aren't like us. They have millions and millions and millions of dollars. They've already got it made. They show up because they know they're supposed to be themselves and their personalities. And that's what the show is. It's extremely popular. It's not going to change. So complaining about changing it out is not really going to do much, because that's just what it is. And it's a winning formula for TNT. And that's the reason I'm talking about it, to be honest. But you know what I would say? Is that interview with Donovan Mitchell was crazy. Him just, like, he didn't even ask him a question. He just said a thing.
That you're not a superstar.
Long, awkward pause. Donovan Mitchell just says, "Ait." That was amazing. And he was glaring daggers at the camera. And then Shaq's like, "Oh, okay. Look, I love Donovan Mitchell. Love you, Donovan Mitchell. You know I love you." And Donovan Mitchell is, "Okay, appreciate it." And then at the second time, Shaq does it again. He doesn't ask him anything about it. He doesn't, like, ask him about his five assists, who, you know, apparently he had, even though, all he can do is score. And it looks like this stream is not going well, guys. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. We tried. It's not going well. I've got a new streaming thing coming soon. I may have to actually change my house around. It'll get better. Believe me. Sorry. But anyways, then the second time around, it just gets even more awkward, where Donovan Mitchell just is, like, not having it with, like, Shaq. It honestly felt like Shaq thought Donovan was going to laugh about Rudy's contract. And that's what made me happy and excited, is how Donovan Mitchell just, like, did not have any bit of it. He was not having it with Shaq tonight with the contract talk and, "Oh, Rudy better buy you lunch with that $200 million contract." And Donovan was just like, "Okay, aight, whatever." It was awesome. And one thing I will tell you is that this will bond this team together even more. This team is obviously on a next level in terms of play, and something like this will galvanize a team to be just even stronger. Like, this stuff right here is going to bond Donovan Mitchell to Rudy Gobert like we've never seen before. And by the way, in the past, they really have had issues. They got over them, and they look really good now, and everything looks great. Now it may be like an actual bond that they actually have, that they're not just like, you know, not just like having to like be friends at the All-Star game and stuff. They might actually bond and like become a, you know, just like someone who, you know, if you've ever been on, like, I was a missionary overseas and I was with guys and we were dealing with really tough stuff. If you've ever been a soldier overseas, or if you've ever been like close with someone that you've gone through something really difficult with, you bond with that person. That person becomes very important to you. And it doesn't always mean you're like best friends, or like everything they do makes you laugh, or you love being around them all the time. But what it does do is it bonds you like a brother. You know, I fight with my brothers. I don't always talk to my brothers. They piss me off. But guess what? I always got my brothers back. And in some ways, this like bonded these guys like brothers. And maybe this is corny. You can say what you want about it. That's how it seems. This is going to bond these guys together. They are now in this together for the rest of the season, and it's going to be fun to see. And guess what? The Jazz might win the whole damn thing. They might go all the way, all right? It might just happen, because this is the type of thing that's going to hold them together. They shoot more threes than anybody. They make a higher percentage of them than anyone, and that's a really good formula. Oh, and by the way, they have a top 10 defense in the league. That means they're really, really good. So, guys, like and subscribe to the channel. This was an interesting night.